Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. It has been disturbing of late to hear politicians and pundits maligning one of the world's great religions, reasoning, if that's the right word to describe their process, that the actions of fundamentalists reveal the nature of the religion as one that counsels brutality, slavery, murder, and death. It is perhaps not surprising, given that these fundamentalists have been responsible for virtually every violent act of terrorism in the United States since 9/11/2001, that they have drawn so much invective down upon their whole belief system. But I resolved to put the matter to rest by doing what none of the commenters seem to have done, by reading closely what the unfamiliar scriptures actually have to say. Sadly, I must report that instead of debunking the defamers, I found confirmation of what many of us thought were reprehensible slanders. When you go in search of the truth, you just never know what you're going to get. Unpleasant though it may be, let me share some examples found in what these deluded people call their holy book of mandated and prohibited practices. Mandated slavery. It's not only condoned here but recommended, along with a manual of best practices. One should buy them only from neighboring countries or from people with temporary visas. If you snag a Hebrew male, you have to turn him loose after 7 years, but of course, there's no such provision for the females. Mandated, keeping the Sabbath. Any person who sees another doing work on the Sabbath day is required to kill him. Keeping the Sabbath is holy to the Lord, so much so that the death sentence is made explicit 3 times. Prohibited swearing. Anyone who blasphemes is to be taken out by all who heard the words and stoned to death, and no exceptions for foreigners. Prohibited adultery. Whether it's plain vanilla adultery, incest, gay sex, or bestiality, it's all the same. Both participants must be put to death. Prohibited impaired worship. This one I have to quote verbatim. Quote, "No man who has any defect may come near the altar of the Lord. No man who is blind or lame, disfigured or deformed. No man with a crippled foot or hand, or who is hunchbacked or dwarfed, or who has any eye defect, or who has festering or running sores, or damaged testicles." Prohibited tattoos. "Do not put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord." That's the quote. As the death penalty is not specified here, one assumes that a severe lashing will do. Prohibited barbarism. It is forbidden to trim the hair on the side of the head or to trim the beard. There are, one supposes, more proscriptions in this vein, similarly addled in their intent and barbaric in their punishments. But enough. Clearly, the case has been made, and we ought to deny all these people residence in our country. Our homeland security depends upon it. Oh, and for all of you who are committed to truth, the whole, and nothing but, all of the edicts cited here can be found in Leviticus and Exodus in the Christian Bible. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.